time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess two things, the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Sherry Mills is on the phone from Austin, Texas. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you.
Oh, very nice to talk to you as well. Sherry, what's your musical background?
Well, my mother had always had the dream to play the piano, and she never got the chance. So, of course, when I was 5 years old, she started me in piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I did classical for the first few years, and, of course, I wanted to get more popular stuff, so I changed teachers and did a combination of classical and popular music.
I know that you listen to and like a lot of different kinds of music because, in fact, you host a radio show in Austin.
I do. I absolutely do. Now, my show is mostly talk and interview, but...
Oh, it is? Okay.
But I theme the music to suit whatever guests I'm having that day.
What's your show about?
My show is called Ready for My Close-Up, Ms. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I interview women who are working in any facet of film, but also vintage costumers and writers and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's on KOOP there in Austin,
Hello.
Texas.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, very glad to have you on the Piano Puzzler. Sherry, Bruce is going to play a puzzler. Your job will be to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating with today's puzzler. Are you all set?
I'm set.
Okay. Here's Bruce with your Piano Puzzler. Short and sweet, this week's puzzler. Sherry, what do you hear in that?
Crickets, crickets, crickets. Well, I thought I heard It's Wonderful.
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh, so that's the hidden tune.
It's correct.
Oh, great.
Apostrophe Wonderful.
Yes, right.
All right, but I am not coming up with the composer's style.
Well, why don't we, now that we've got the tune out of the way, let's try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to worry if this is wonderful or not.
Okay. Going to take a stab, and I'm not real confident about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Mendelssohn.
Well, I can see why you're uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, okay.
I want to defend just for a moment your guess of Mendelssohn.
Okay.
Because the very first notes, which
it
echo...
It sounds like the Wedding March.
It sounds like the Wedding March by
true.
Mendelssohn. Yes.
Of course, it's only one note.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right.
So Mendelssohn wrote that Wedding March, but that same similar use of that one note as a way of introducing a piece was used by another composer in a different piece.
That's true. This is a quote, too. That is from a piece by this guy, and so is this opening. And so are a few other little gestures, like this at the end.
Oh, well, I'm going to go for Chopin.
Well, you better, because that's the end.
And just shoot me now, because I always say he's my favorite composer.
Do you really?
I have played Military Polonaise a million times, but it doesn't sound like what you just played.
Well, this is the Grand Valse Opus 18. You should try that one.
So, Swonderful, in the style of Frédéric Chopin. In fact, quoting from a particular piece by Frédéric Chopin.
The Grand Valse, Grand Valse Opus 18.
The Opus 18 Grand Waltz. And Sherry, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
I listen in Austin on KMFA, which is our classical radio station. But I visit my mom in Dallas a lot on the weekends, and I listen there on WRR.
Several great stations around the great state of Texas play Piano Puzzlers on PT, including KMFA in Austin, Texas. Sherry Mills from Austin, thank you so much for playing
thank
the Piano
you,
Puzzler
Fred.
This week. Great
thank
to
you,
have
Fred.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.